the event so close to the start date that I actually trained for this one, and I was very much looking forward to seeing what my body physically was capable of. Saturday morning, it came clear to me it was going to be a different sort of adventure for me, you know, and it was just all inside and inner stuff, and which was good. It actually served me much better than just running a stack of miles.
Well, what problems, physical problems, did you come up with that you hadn't planned? You said something about leaving on Saturday, which was...
I had some blisters that I got because I didn't tape my foot like I normally do for some reason. I didn't. And I had these blisters on the ball of my foot that ended up filling up with blood and going between like three toes. And
oh, nice.
Then I started walking funny around, you know, not to put pressure on the blisters, and I did a number on my knee, and now I just saw my ankle, and my right ankle's all swollen. So it's just been, you know, like one thing after another.
Well, this is your last lap.
This is my last lap. And absolutely.
How would you describe this last lap? It's sad, beautiful, beautiful, sad.
It's the best one yet.
It's the best one yet.
Absolutely.
Barbara, you your previous best was
201.75.
Okay. I haven't seen the board, so
I passed it.
What's it gonna be when you come across the line?
I think it's gonna be 245.
Well, that's pretty cool, isn't it?
It is. I'm pretty excited about that, you know. I didn't really have a goal in mind in regards to numbers. I had more of a goal in mind of where, you know, what sort of state of mind I'd like to be in, or the clarity that I was hoping to gain, and those things were accomplished, and then some. So I definitely feel like it was time well spent and energy well spent.
Those are terms, of course, clarity and kind of inner experience that are a little hard to describe, but I mean, is it something that you can put into words what's happened here, or it's just that it's a good thing?
It's a good thing. It's a very good thing.
Have you become a multi-day runner now, committed, or it's whatever happens, happens?
Oh, sure. I mean, I'm sure I'll do this again. You know, maybe that's another reason, actually, I didn't want to get too many miles that way. If I come back, I'm sure I can break my own record. So.
Well, that's smart.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.